lot of fun. I was enjoying being your championship record holder for a couple of minutes there. Felt really good. So it was a good highlight. But yeah, I'm excited for the challenge tomorrow. It's going to be a tough race. And yeah, may the best man win.
Because, I mean, I'm not going to insult anybody by saying you say it's a head-to-head, because it never is. You know, how do you sort of, you know, see tomorrow? How do you, just another race, is it?
Yeah, well, you can never say it's another race when it's a world championship title on the line. So, no, it's a really big race. A lot of pressure involved. But, yeah, you know, that's why we do this. That's why we get at you. And, you know, it's a lot of fun, like I say, you know, and especially when there's a challenge of this magnitude. Makes it even more enjoyable to come at you, and a little bit more special as well, and more memorable if you are able to pull through and win at the end.
So, because it is sort of, you know, the bigger, you like the bigger arena, that, you know, the more you get up for it, you know, because it is sort of quite naked in that way, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's a beautiful arena. The crowd is really spectacular. So, you know, I think they also appreciate a good swimming and a good race. So if you're able to put on a good performance, then they support you in return, which is obviously really nice.
Has there been any change in your preparation for this meet since you lost your world record last April? Has it always been the same?
I mean, just the only change was obviously not being injured anymore and being able to prepare properly. And we can see, obviously, my times are a lot better this year and a lot easier to race, obviously, when you're in better condition. So I would say, just being injury-free is a big bonus.
You look like you are a little bit smoother tonight in your first 50 than in prelims. Was that, is that the strategy?
Sure, yeah, just feeling it out and stuff. You know, like, I think you only really get to test, shall we say, your condition out at a really high speed. So I'm enjoying, obviously, being out here, playing with the strokes when you can in heats and semi-final. But tomorrow night, obviously, the final, you've got to pull it all on the line. So no room to mess around.
Talk about this. What were your emotions when you turned around and saw 58.4?
I think, you know, in the morning was a lot more joyous. You know, the morning I didn't expect. I was hoping just to go 59. So to hit the 58 in the morning already, I was just so happy. Like I said, after such a struggle last season and not enjoying the sport as much because of that. But, you know, every swimmer has their ups and downs, and I think it's only how you can persevere through those times and make these times like this a lot sweeter and more memorable and more enjoyable.
Thanks, man.